Well, I mean, I was a bit surprised, to say the least of it at first. I didn't say much really at first. And it was obvious to him, I suppose, that I didn't believe him, you know. Because he said, you know, "I don't suppose you believe me, do you?" And I said, "Well, I mean, who am I to say?" He had a very interesting face. I'm sure he was sincere, I mean, I suppose. But the more I looked at him, I mean, there was something about him. And he kept saying, you know, "You don't believe me, do you?" I didn't know what to say to him, really, to be honest. I mean, he just walked straight in and said, "I'm Jesus." You know, it takes you aback a bit, don't it?
So what did you do then?
Well, I mean, he kept saying that, he asked me questions, and I didn't know what to say to him. And eventually I said, "Well, if you'd like to wait around a bit, we could have a drink with you. You know, the shop's just about closing down." I said we could go out for a pint. And so he hung about a bit. And we went over to the pub and had a drink.
Did it ever cross your mind that he really might be Jesus?
No, I don't think so. Well, I mean, I'm not religious anyway, really. But I mean, could he? I don't know. No, I don't think it could have been Jesus, no. But when he did leave, I mean, well, I thought, no. Well, I don't know. I looked at his pint anyway, and it looked a bit like blood to me. I meant it might have just been a lie or something, you know.